Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Buzz?
I'll get it. I guess you're not going to get up. I'll get it.
I've had my...
Oh, hey! Have you gotten done playing with your audio boy?
Look who it is.
How are you? Would you please enter and sign in, please?
Hello there. My name is Jack Cassidy.
Who? Yeah.
You know, it's occurred to me, Rob, that I don't have a theme song. How are things at the factory with my t-shirt?
They're going great, Mr. Cassidy.
That's delightful.
They're fine.
So glad to hear that. So you're going to be selling them, I see?
Yes, we are.
Isn't that wonderful? Sorry, now I'm playing with my microphone.
Do you know what the t-shirt says?
Jack Cassidy!
It says, I'm Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy. You see why we tweaked the gain, Rob, before the show? Because as soon as we get into the body of the show, I start doing things like, I'm Jack Cassidy!
I understand. And I was wondering, do you feel weird that you'll have so many people running
around? Do I feel weird?
Do you feel...
He thrives on it.
There's not a day, my dear boy, that I haven't been born that I didn't feel slightly, as you call it, weird.
Do you feel uneasy that so many people are going to be going around proclaiming that they are you?
No, I'm frankly flattered.
Well,
I'm flattered, but here's the question. I'd love to know when these t-shirts are going to be available to the general public. That's my most pressing concern, because I've been told to come here and promote them, don't you know?
Yeah, they should be ready within a week, but people are going to be able to order them as soon as today.
Today? That's the best answer I've ever heard,
that's
Mark.
Exciting.
Who are you?
Jack Cassidy!
You know, we should probably send one of them to the lovely Shirley Jones.
That's a wonderful idea. Yes, that would start the litigation process rather promptly. Yes, let's send one to the whole family.
That would make...
So they can identify themselves as Jack Cassidy. Then they can sue us and say cease and desist. We'll have a virtual Michael Buffer situation.
If we do that, everyone will feel weird.
How are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
I've been wonderful.
Were you at the inauguration?
Of course not. I'm not an A-lister any longer, and I'm dead!
Any longer?
Jack Cassidy!
Yeah, there's no smoking at the inauguration.
I remember the days when I went to the Nixon inaugural.
Yeah.
That was
really?
A wonderful time. Oh, smoke everywhere.
Yes, really? Did
different
you?
Yes,
time.
We could smoke in the ballrooms, we could smoke in the security lines, and there were all these pesky metal detectors.
Did you get to know Pat?
Pat?
Pat Nixon.
Yes, we had a glass of sherry together.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
That's your favorite drink.
That's my drink of choice. There's nothing better to start an evening with than sherry. Delicious sherry.
How do you take it? In a tall glass?
No. I take it in a small glass. A crystal small goblet. That's what I like. You know what
goblet.
I'm talking about. A little tiny glass.
Yeah, almost like an aperitif.
Well, an aperitif, but you would refer to it as a sherry glass.
Yes.
Jack Cassidy!
I bet that ascot keeps you warm on a day like today.
Yes, I remember. The only thing that kept me warmer was, I believe it was a winter in Rangoon when I was partying with several bisexual midgets.
Winter, oh, dear, really?
Rangoon. Boy, could they keep you warm.
I bet.
I'm not going to even tell you what they use for hand warmers. Jack Cassidy!
He is excited.
Oh,
did you bring
so
your own sherry?
Do miss Arlene Francis on What's My Line?
We all do.
Well, I mean, do you miss her? Do you miss the show? Or do you miss them both?
What I miss most of all is doing comedy. You know, for years.
Well, that's really your lifeblood.
Well, for years I was cast as the villain, you know,
yes.
And I'm not sure why that was.
Well,
Jack
I know,
Cassidy!
Because you had a striking resemblance to every evil ventriloquist that ever lived.
Yes, it's true.
That's what you remember me in the Columbo episode.
Exactly.
When I was the evil ventriloquist
yes.
Who murdered everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Could you do me a favor?
I certainly could.
Throw your voice.
Oh, watch this.
Okay.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
How does he do it? How does he do it?
You picked up a lot of skills along the way.
Well, for the purpose of demonstration, I will simply pretend that my hand is my dummy.
Okay. All right. Wow.
It's all right. This is radio.
Dear Columbo, I don't understand why you think I'm the murderer.
Hey.
Jack Cassidy!
Jack, what is a murderer?
I'm the murderer.
That's a ventriloquist trick.
I have murdered thousands of Niven. Yes, sir.
Niven.
What
Jack
a Niven.
Niven. Niven, there you are. Well, I'm not a ventriloquist. I played one in the silly show, of
But
course.
You picked up a lot of skills along the way.
I miss Wally Bruner.
Wally Bruner?
What a wonderful... He was the host of What's My Line when we were taping it in New York.
I see.
Well, you did other game shows, too. You did other game shows. Did you ever hang with Cliff Arquette?
Cliff Arquette? No, I never had the pleasure.
Charlie Weaver.
Oh, Charlie Weaver!
Yes.
I referred to him as Mr. Weaver. Mr. Weaver, someone soiled their pantaloons again.
Oh, always.
Jack Cassidy.
Who are other game show people that you really enjoyed?
Tom Kennedy and I once went out on his yacht off the coast of Catalina.
I believe
yes,
that.
I do.
We had a marvelous time. There's nothing like Catalina. I'm so sorry that Natalie Wood was dead out there.
Well, did you ever take Sherry?
And incidentally, Bob Wagner was the culprit.
Really?
I'm here to say it.
Oh,
I can't be sued or punished because I can tell you Bob Wagner did it. Her in.
Did you ever take Sherry with Alan Ludden?
Oh, yes. Yes, he loved a good glass of Sherry.
He had the coolest glasses.
That biatch, as you like to call it. Betty White wasn't around.
Not a fan? Everyone loves Betty White.
I don't love her. She rebuffed my love, so why should I love her?
But did you try to perhaps take part in the Devil's Three-Way?
Well, that was one evening. One evening long ago. We were at the Hollywood Hills flat of Jim Lang. You remember him from the Newlywed Game?
Oh, yes.
No, actually, he was the Dating Game.
Yeah, it was the Dating Game.
He was a game show host.
Newlywed Dating. They all run together. Jack Cassidy.
All sure Chuck Barrow shows.
Betty was there. We were having sherry. And I
big glasses?
I cornered her in the foyer.
No wrong.
And I said, Betty, would you like to come out to my MG and enjoy a marijuana cigarette and then perhaps some fornication, Jack Cassidy?
What did she say?
She slapped me across my face, leaving a red mark that ruined my evening for everybody.
That's a terrible story.
So I wish her nothing but ill. And Betty, here's a message from me to you. Huh? We'll be seeing each other soon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the scoop?
We got him.
You're kidding.
Take a look at that.
Are you f***ing crazy? You gave away $4,200 worth of aluminum siding free.
Sam, this is the best scam I've ever thought of in my entire life. Oh, it's in my blood, Sam. I'm brilliant. I'm f***ing brilliant. This scam is so brilliant, I'm beside myself.
What are you talking about?
All right, here it is. You go back into the house, and this is what you say.
You know, Mr. Tilly's crazy. He had a nervous breakdown.
What's that?
Oh, he's been under a lot of pressure recently, and he just snapped. I mean, it's the saddest thing you've ever seen. Let's be honest. Nobody gives away $4,200 worth of aluminum siding free.
I thought it was very generous. Sometimes the Lord moves in mysterious directions.
Mysterious directions? Let me tell you something. When I go see his boss and show him this contract, he'll be out of this business. He'll lose his home. His wife and kids will be thrown in the street. He'll probably end up in an institution.
Why did it have to be thrown out into the street?
Well, you don't think his boss is going to pick up a $4,200 job, do you? Can I have a cup of coffee?
Won't be a minute.
What do you say we just sit down and try to work this out? Maybe we can figure out something.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Kind of a Baltimore vibe.
Yeah.
Little Baltimore for everybody. Live from the Cappy Piper Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 17 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT, and the mighty 1630 KCJJ. And mentioned in that opening, let's rewrite that to put Iowa in there. We want to give Iowa the credit they deserve.
Absolutely.
I think we should mention the cities that we're in.
Fair enough.
I think that's very important.
Mike, the man you're looking for, Jackie Gale.
Jackie Gale.
The great Jackie Gale.
Tin Men.
Yes, great
fantastic
film.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a new business, take it from me. You need to get professional-looking business cards to get that phone to ring.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, thanks to Vistaprint, you can get 250 top-quality business cards for just $10. That is an amazing deal.
$10.
Loads of businesses have done this. They know the value. It's the heavy kind of card stock that
great
they
stock,
use.
Great
stock,
Mike.
Stuff. And we're talking heavier stock with half the regular price. You can't beat that with a stick.
Hey, that's that clever. Can they use that on the TV ad?
Get this offer.
Radio's Mike O'Mara says you can't beat that with a
stick.
No,
that's a tired, worn-out dip-esque cliche, but I will tell you, you know what's not a cliche?
What's that?
Free shipping, Rob!
Yeah, I love free shipping.
And they have free shipping. All you have to do is go to Vistaprint.com, you type in the code TMOS, and that will set you up. 250 top-quality cards. Remember, free shipping, just $10, but only if you go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Hi. Welcome back. Yeah. You survived.
Sure missed you.
Great to be back. I was... the time that I called in yesterday, or actually you guys called me, and Mark texted me and said that they'd tried three times and did not go through. Yeah. That was just another cherry on the sundae of what was just a complete cluster F down at the inauguration.
It was, Mike, reminiscent of trying to get a call out on 9/11. Do you remember? You couldn't get, I mean, everything went immediate to a tape,
My initial thought was that when you guys were trying to call me, that maybe for security reasons, they had scrambled the cell phones.
Then jammers,
I find out later that they had AT&T or somebody had brought in maybe extra temporary towers.
Mobile towers on wheels.
Accommodate 1 million people all on their cell phones.
Right.
And that's all you saw.
It still wasn't enough.
Everybody's got that. This is it. This is the Here's my impression of the inauguration. Uh-huh.
Everybody taking pictures?
It was just... I know it was a great day for the president. But I was the rabble yesterday. I felt like the rabble. And it was
But
difficult.
You dressed up in everything.
But you were washed.
I didn't dress up.
I know. I saw a picture of you.
You bundled up.
I didn't dress up. Yeah, thank God, that didn't prove to be necessary. I didn't think I needed to have the thermals on that I had.
You're lucky the inauguration wasn't today. It was 16 when I left the house.
I hate thermal underwear, too.
Why?
Yeah.
It's just, yesterday.
I'm wearing it right now.
God love Jimmy Cerrito, because he, like most of all of you, you know that if I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing.
That's right.
And it was, I don't know where to begin. There was one great moment that involved an altercation with a woman from Chicago.
Really?
Who I had identified as a pushy broad early on. So we'll get to that. There was also the transportation to and from, which was by water taxi, was the best part of the experience.
You know, I have a rare piece of tape of Jimmy Cerrito trying to figure out the best way to get to the District of Columbia.
Really?
If you'd like to hear that. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize we had tape of this. Here's bar owner Jimmy Cerrito.
Okay, let's see. Well, obviously the best way to get to Washington is run for office and be elected.
Jimmy Cerrito.
James Cerrito. That's awesome. Yeah.
Jimmy
he might be checking in again later.
Jimmy is the Let's hear that. Jimmy figuring out how to get to Washington, D.C.
Okay, let's see. Well, obviously, the best way to get to Washington is run for office and be elected.
Jimmy and I had a blast. We always have a blast together. We always enjoy each other's company. Awesome. And we're on our way over. A water taxi was so cool because it was the road less traveled.
It's not like a duck boat. It's actually like a watercraft.
I didn't know that until I saw it, because Jimmy didn't know it either.
Yeah. Can you describe it to us? Because I don't know what it is.
We get down there. It's Jimmy comes to my house yesterday at 4:50. So we leave at 10 of 5. 10 of 5, we go down there. First of all, no traffic.
I have a tape of the way Jimmy greeted you.
Oh, no.
When he got here.
Don't get happy with it. Okay, go ahead.
Here's
play
Jimmy
it again.
Cerrito.
I'd be curious.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
It's working for you, isn't it?
Let's try not to get happy.
You ass. So, anyway.
So he greets you at 4:50.
Yeah. How did he greet me again?
He opened the door. It was 10 minutes till 5 a.m. You opened the door.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Mike's laughing because he recognizes.
Yeah, you remember when he said that? You didn't know we were taping.
Jesus Christ.
Are you dressed and ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm a morning guy, I've done this before, and it was really I was kind of jacked up, and I got motivated. What motivated me is when he called me on Saturday, and I was thinking about Metro and the experience of riding Metro, which I didn't want to be anywhere near.
In the best situation, all things great, Metro still sucks. It's a
horrible.
Really bad experience.
And when you put a million people into Washington, D.C., it's even rougher. And so as soon as Jimmy said water taxi, I went, two things came to mind. Number one, the road less traveled.
Right.
And the way our city, or as I like to say yesterday, I used the stupid-thon that was Washington, D.C.
Wow.
yesterday.
Wow.
I said, during the stupid-thon, no one's going to think out of the box.
Right.
We're going to do what we do in this city and what we've done forever. We Sheeple. Do what we're told.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when the lame-ass news stations tell us...
Jim Vance and Doreen will tell me how to get downtown.
When they tell us to... And I'm talking about on the radio, too. And they're just so horrible.
Yeah.
Just so... You want to know why network radio anchors, or I should say local radio anchors are local radio anchors, and they're not on local TV, and they're certainly not going to be on network TV. The reason that is because all you have to do is listen to the coverage.
Right.
And it goes from just complete inability to make even the slightest out-of-the-box comment to a slightly more reserved delivery to networks, and I start listening to CNN and NBC, mm-hmm. where they're cracking wise a little bit and having right. a good time, right. which you need to do at these inaugural festivities.
When you have what they really had to do yesterday was somehow cram 1 hour of content into 12 hours of television.
Exactly. Right.
And there's a lot of filler to do, and I think they did a great job on NBC.
I think NBC did well. Mm-hmm. CNN was very funny.
Right.
They immediately point out the gum chewing,
right.
which, you know, you wouldn't get. God love him. I went to school with him. Derek McGinty. You know, Derek tried to be edgy. But mm-hmm. when he's working with the automatons down there, and you listen to like a guy like Sean Anderson, who I hired in Annapolis, and you hear him, you know, and it just, I want to stab needles into my eyes.
I need to say his name the right way.
Sean Anderson.
Thank you. Most appreciated.
Slam Anderson. You know, Jesus, say something a little edgy, something perhaps other than, yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? They don't need to be edgy. Just do something off the cuff.
Just
do something
bit.
You didn't prepare.
Anything that reflects personality.
But getting back to the original point, what we get is we are told what to do. And everybody says, you better take Metro because you're not going to be able to get your car down there. You better take Metro. Well, everybody did. Mm-hmm. And so
800,000 people.
Metro stations were a complete and utter logjam. I'll get to that. You were going to ask.
I was curious because you never got into detail of your tickets, your passes, how the mall in front of the Capitol was segmented. And you mentioned the security yesterday briefly, but you said that was a cluster F anyway.
I'm going to take it step by step and go through the process. We Jimmy does this. Jimmy has connections, and Jimmy gets through a chief of staff to a politician who will go nameless. Ooh. Gets what is an orange
George
ticket.
McGovern.
Stop. An orange ticket to the inauguration, which is not up at the very front,
right.
not at the large group that is second to front, mm-hmm. but one group behind that.
Amazingly, it's set up just like parking at FedEx Field.
Yeah. It really
orange
is.
Parking is right in the middle, it's, and that's what you got.
And I think there was one section yellow behind us, and so we have an orange ticket to get down there. Uh-huh. And we are told by the office that in order to see the inauguration, you should be there by 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and not at your spot, but be in line getting in there at 9 o'clock.
We is were there. Is the orange ticket anything worthwhile to look at? I mean, is it kind
no.
of cool?
A keepsake? No,
no. not no. at all. Not that really. To be honest,
just
with,
two pieces of orange paper.
Yeah, I could go get it and show it to you, but I mean, I knew you no. like that kind of stuff, but I'm not. You know, I was ready to rip it up.
Could you make it at Kinko's?
So you asked the question. Yeah, you probably couldn't do that because it did have the metallic on the back.
Ah.
You know?
Yes.
But here's the thing. And this is the key to the entire breakdown, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have our ticket checked once.
Oh,
not by
my
anyone.
God. You're kidding.
We waited an hour and a half for security.
Oh, geez.
But no one checked our ticket.
Do you think they go?
When we got to the security checkpoint, when we got to the metal detector, they were going through our stuff, but they weren't looking at tickets. They were transportation, security people, and police officers who were checking everybody for what they're not supposed to bring in.
Right.
Nobody was looking at a ticket. And I think because of that, early on in the festivities, we got to Constitution Avenue, the corner of First and Constitution, mm-hmm. which is right down by the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly everybody, after we had gone an hour and a half through a security checkpoint, everybody was stopped on the other side of the street across from the Capitol. Nobody was moving. And there was a logjam of people just coagulating, and nobody was moving, and I didn't understand what it was. And then I see I mentioned this on the show yesterday, I see a military cordon coming up where you've got 2x2 soldiers, and they're each being dropped off at each 10 feet or so to stop on the street,
right,
where there's that's going to be their post. So they're posting military people in all the different branches, the Marines, Navy, Air Force, at different spots.
Interval spaces.
And they're coming up Constitution, and they're marching. It's pretty impressive to watch. You know, post.
Very cool.
Post.
That's cool.
And so this is happening. I said, oh, that's why they're stopping everybody. Then they pass by and nothing's happening. I look up up the street to the closer section, the blue section, and they're letting people funnel across the street. They're not letting anybody from with the orange tickets doing that.
It's no communication just, within the inauguration.
No, there was plenty of communication. They had determined that the orange section was already at capacity, that it was overflow. Now, how the logical question comes to mind, if you sell, or you don't sell, but you give away a certain number of these tickets, how do you have overflow? You accommodate everybody with a ticket. Yes. You do a head count.
Right.
And then the tickets, you know, released will fill the areas. And
maybe the people were too fat.
I believe that there were people without tickets.
Yeah, or if you don't count the tickets, the tickets don't mean anything.
That's true.
And they're not counting tickets.
Maybe they were operating under the assumption that no one would be stupid enough to show up without a ticket.
It was.
And then people showed up without a ticket and they just got in.
But with that said, you're walking down there, was nothing. They have signs that say blue ticket here, orange ticket here, but there is nothing, no signs. There were no instructions. You could easily be stupid enough to find yourself in one of these areas, one of these gates, without a ticket and get right through and say, well, I just have to be checked in and think, well, I'm going down here. That you wouldn't. There's no information. There's no communication. Now, that's why when we were standing at the gate and being funneled between two metal gates and suddenly this dip S walks by and says, hey, I'm walking down here. And then I was like, why is he going down there? And then suddenly,
everybody.
And we were told the reason for that, the Capitol Police officer who was supposed to be manning that post wasn't there. Now, you also
just wasn't there.
They go through this pretty amazing security. And, you know, thank God it came off without anybody getting hurt. There weren't any really major incidents.
Right.
There was a guy screaming during the entire ceremony.
Great.
Because he had climbed a tree to hang out his anti-abortion sign. And I said, with all we have just gone through,
how does
and
this
you were
happen?
Telling me that a man that is close to the Capitol, close enough where I was on the grounds of the Capitol, I could hear him.
Right.
And he climbs a tree and they can't get him down because he's too high.
But high up in the tree.
Who knows? Yeah.
So here's the point.
The good thing is at least you could hear something. I know you couldn't hear the president, but you could hear that guy.
I could hear him better than I could hear the audio.
What are snipers for?
Exactly. Hit him with a beanbag. Boom. Knock him out of the tree.
That's right.
Hit him with your beanbag.
But, I mean, he disrupted the entire. You could hear like that the whole time. This lunatic who does this. And it's just, look, the president stayed safe. He got out of his car on the parade. Everybody remained safe. There were no incidents.
Right.
It's a monumental task with a million people in a city, in the most powerful city
in
the world.
Except for that Al Roker breach.
Right, exactly.
What a dick.
When Jimmy got up in the tree and he was yelling, Michael Mayer, come.
Oh, the 4 more years.
I actually have tape of Jimmy's poem yesterday.
Okay, let's hear Jimmy's poem. Here we go.
Today's poem is that soul-stirring classic, I Love Little Pussy. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm.
Okay, it was nice.
Thank you very much. It was. Here's my point. There's so much security. There's so many Secret Service people. There's so many people that are down there. And I just sometimes wonder if it's not like our airports where it's just a big show. And the fact is, if somebody wanted to really do something, somebody could do something. You know.
Yeah.
But the show, I think, prevents the
half-hearted attempts.
But also the fact that there is security, you know, the buildings are secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people everywhere. But looking at the Capitol Police down there, I was just wondering, you know, this is a cluster F. This is a complete cluster F. And looking at the people that are down there, it just seemed a little odd. There was security everywhere, all different shapes and sizes, too.
Right.
I saw guys with the earpieces that did not look like your traditional run-of-the-mill Secret Service agents that were down there.
Like special forces guys?
Yeah. I mean, just young guys, guys like metrosexual guys.
Yeah.
Like with pea coats and like designer shirts. And then I see
Officer Santana?
The little curly cue earpiece. Uh-huh. Maybe it was a really elaborate Bluetooth. Who knows?
Is that a Bluetooth or a Secret Service agent?
But it was strange to me. It was strange to me that I was so bitter by the time I got down there. And then with the lack of cell phones, you know, not being able to communicate with you guys, I was out of my mind. And when I was, you know, finally able to talk to you, I was wedged in next to a porta potty. And because of all of that, I suddenly, Buzz and I both saw Les Miserables over the weekend. Here's the feeling I got as we were walking away. I'm like, well, the king has spoken, and now we, the peasants, will go back to our daily bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really felt that way.
Wow.
As we leave, there is a sea of humanity going towards Constitution Avenue where the parade's going to be. And I said to Jimmy, let's go the other way. And I said, let's determine if there's an exit on the other side, because we weren't going to the parade. On the other side, I said, let's do that. And if there is an exit on the other side, we'll be walking against the crowd, and we'll be able to get out quicker, which we did.
My one thought I had yesterday when I was talking to you and hearing the frustration in your voice, I said, the worst is yet to come. Because everyone has been coming there for hours, but everyone is going to leave at the same
time.
Exact same time. And it sounds like you might have skirted that a little
bit. Yeah, we did, and got off the Capitol grounds, and I was blissful. I mean, suddenly to be able to walk, the feeling of freedom. I have never been in a situation like that because I avoid that. I don't like the big event. Right. I don't like Times Square at New Year's Eve.
Right.
I don't like U.S. Open golf tournaments. I don't like that type of stuff. And it's very, very frustrating and very scary. And when we come back, I'll discuss some of the crowd scene that happened after we got off the grounds of the Capitol. I'd like to salute the media for directing everybody towards one metro station.
Oi.
We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, everybody. Did I jump the gun a little bit there?
You're fine. You're perfect.
Our show is brought to you by Weight Not. Don't just make a resolution, make a commitment. If you're serious about losing weight, you're ready to succeed with Weight Not. Rob Spiewak lost about 100 pounds because he made the commitment, called Weight Not, and took personal responsibility for his success. Now, Rob and Weight Not are challenging you to make that same commitment. Weight Not's commitment to help you lose weight fast and in a healthy way that includes real food, no packaged meals, and no shakes. What you learn helps everyone in your family and teaches you and them how to eat right your entire life. And because Weight Not works fast, it's a better value than programs that take much longer. It's time to look better, feel better, and be better. Call 855-WEIGHTNOT. That's 855-934-4486 or visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you're made of.
Just think, more people on Weight Not, there would have been so much more room at the Capitol yesterday.
Oh, there's a lot of that. Yeah. It was just... I you know, I'm weary. I guess you
a
guys can tell
Americans.
That I'm weary. No, just weariness. You know, it was, but there were moments of sunshine. I get the negatives out of the way. The negative. We're free of the Capitol. We're walking along, and suddenly, we're shoulder to shoulder, and we're in a crowd that isn't moving, and we're on a regular street. Okay. To the left of us were those. If I saw one more chain link fence, I was going to have a meltdown.
Don't you hate them?
Where there's a construction site that's all buttoned up and locked up. That has caused people to funnel into this small street, and suddenly there's nowhere to go, and everybody has managed to be going in the exact same direction, and I can go in 20 different directions. We're just trapped. We got trapped in this.
I don't know D.C. as well as I should for living here my whole life. How far is the Capitol?
You're afraid of black people.
That's right. And they mean, Mike. Right. How far is it from the Capitol to your water taxi?
Probably about a mile.
So not
probably
bad.
About a mile.
Not
mile bad. And a half. Mile and a half, you know, from where we were.
But the one problem, and I know where you got dropped off, is actual real estate to walk on.
Yes, yes. There's no real, but the streets are shut down, so you're cool with that.
Yeah, but even then, when you have 800,000 people.
Insanity. Mm-hmm. Insanity. But what caused the insanity, like, why would all these people... As we're walking away from the parade, as we're walking away from the Capitol, what would be causing this? Well, there it was. A metro stop.
Oh.
Where everybody is going in. And so I say, Jimmy, get to the left. Get to the left.
Always
and
bear left.
We tried to get to the left, and we finally succeeded.
Abort.
I saw a woman get knocked down in the process. It was just, and finally we break free of this. And it was the most liberating feeling. I wanted to get so far away. Got back to our water taxi.
Did you take a deep breath?
Oh, it was so freaked out.
I mean, I bet.
It's just you're in the situation where you're going, man, you have no control.
Was it worth it?
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
Wow. It was.
No.
I think in retrospect,
no,
I
don't care. I would have enjoyed the speech. I would have felt more emotional watching it on television and really being able to see every bit of it than I was down
would
there.
Would it have been worth it had you been closer? Had you
oh,
had
yeah,
a better
absolutely.
So that was a lot of it. That,
but no,
what you went through for what you got out of it, it wasn't a good trade.
I'm surrounded by the people that it was. I don't dig it. Yeah, I don't want to do something 800,000 plus people are doing. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be at Times Square. I cannot stand being shoulder to shoulder.
Tell us about
with
the
that
woman,
many people.
The woman from Chicago. You
well,
mentioned.
Well, as so the bad part was over. We got through and we got to our water taxi, so everything was fine.
Good.
As we were waiting across the street, and they were making us all aware of the fact that they had oversold or over given away the orange section.
Right.
I was standing literally on the street next to a kiosk that they have at the Capitol.
Okay.
And suddenly this lady comes by and she goes, excuse me, excuse me. And I'm like, there's nowhere for her to go. And she's
right.
Going, well, she was pushing by just to get in front of us, literally, and there was nowhere to go.
It doesn't work
We were on the curb. If we stepped forward, we were told to get out of the street, so we couldn't go anywhere. Well, she managed to elbow past us. And Jimmy's very affable and very nice to her. And I'm going pushy, pushy. I said, pushy lady, and pushy lady does this move. And if this bitch thinks for 1 second that she's getting away with this, she wasn't with me.
Right.
And what the move is, she's got an older child that's with her there. Uh-huh. She pushes through, and as soon as she literally elbows and stands in front of me and Jimmy, she goes, look at that, Jesse, or whatever. Right. Look at how beautiful that is.
Diversion.
Like,
yeah,
diversion.
Yeah.
Diversion.
And sleight of hand.
You think you're pulling that off, incredible... Oh,
how?
She's this skanky, haggy lady, and she was loud and obnoxious.
How did you know she was from Chicago?
Because we had a conversation.
Oh, that's nice.
Because she was like going,
welcome to our city.
And she looks at me and she goes, isn't this amazing? And I looked her dead in the eye and said, I don't really think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I was just really pissed at her.
Yes, of course.
I was tired of just going through all this crap. I was tired of people's, the stupid thumb that it was down there. And I could lie to you. I could lie to you. And people might be saying, oh, you're really missing the point. No, I was in the middle of the throng.
Yeah.
I was window decoration for what is a really nice sea of humanity going all the way back to the Washington Monument. I'm happy for that. Mm-hmm. For that, to be a part of that it made it look good, that's great. Personally, the experience would have been better if I'd be able to listen to the president without, my dog's hurting and just sitting there and doing that. And so when this lady, I meant it sincerely when the lady said this. So we ignore her, but she's pushy and she's loud.
Right.
Suddenly, this lovely little lady of African-American descent who sounded to me a little bit like Louise Jefferson from the Jeffersons.
Oh, okay. So
and I mean
boxed.
That only in the nicest way.
Very
but she
boxed.
Had kind of a rough voice.
Gotcha.
Like that.
Yeah. All right.
She had that rough voice. And I didn't see what was going on, but they get into it, and she said, don't shove me.
Yeah.
Don't shove me.
Ah.
And I'm like, and the lady from Chicago goes, I wasn't shoving you. I wasn't. You were shoving me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you hear this.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
The little lady that looked like Louise took the lady that looked like the Hagisha and literally shoved her like up in the air hard.
Wow.
Like that's terrific. Now you can't tell me inauguration day.
That's the Chicago way.
You can't tell me the day wasn't worth it.
You don't see that every day.
That was my most pleasant moment of the inauguration.
They didn't have that on NBC.
It was delightful, and I looked around, and I turned to Louise, and I said, yep, you're right. Yeah. Pushy lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right about that. And
cool.
Made some friends.
Made a friend
at that moment. And
the
it
police
was just...
report states Mike O'Mara, Chicago lady shoved her first.
This jockey Mike O'Mara.
We're across the street, right after this happened, suddenly they say, okay, you can cross the street. Well, thank you, guys. Good security. Stampede.
Of course. Of course.
Stampede with little kids and everything else. And it was really, it was just scary. It was a scary moment.
Stuff,
and there were several of those. And once you got through it, it was cool. The thing that was scary about me was just being in the middle of that, feeling claustrophobic, like you can't get out.
Yeah.
And, even with a hot lady from Tokyo who was next to me, it was very cool.
We used to get that a little bit in New York City, like around Christmas time, when the block would fill up. And when the lights
and you have
change,
nowhere to go, and you get it coming out of a Broadway show
on
a Saturday
you
night.
You have to stay there, and it's really one of the most horrifying feelings there is.
And it really was the other moment that I have, and don't play Bullwinkle now, but I will tell you, a Jimmy moment was when I was standing there with Jimmy, and Jimmy says to me, this is a true story, he goes, well, where's he speak from?
Oh, my God.
Now, I understand. Mr. Cerrito may not have studied American history, but
I have my finger on the pulse of politics.
We've seen several of these on television.
Yeah.
It's pretty. I said, well, Jimmy, it's you see where that little mark is on the that's the presidential seal. Well, what does he speak? Is it where the hole is in the doorway? And I'm like, And I suddenly realized Jimmy does not know where the president is speaking, right. where the podium is. The right. whole reason that we're down there looking at this, I don't know where it is. Oh, I thought it was up higher.
The focal point.
Did he think it was going to be like a Lil Wayne concert when he walked around the stage or the steps of the Capitol?
Jimmy was excited about one thing and one thing only.
Oh, really? What would that be?
I want to see if you can guess.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't any of the politicians.
James Taylor?
Hey,
good one. Good
Oscar Santana with the 10 points on that one.
Wow.
James Taylor! Jimmy likes his music. He likes Ozzy. He likes his music. That's what he's into. And it was, it was fascinating. But
never again.
That's James Taylor.
Yes.
It was terrific.
Very nice.
I also have tape of Jimmy after James Taylor sang, if you like.
And I at the end of the day, I was guilty. I was guilty about not being more into it. I felt guilty with the report that I did because I was too honest and I was too bitchy.
I loved your report.
I know.
I thought the report was, you weren't getting that on any of the big three.
No, you weren't. Well, they're all on these lovely little perches.
Sure.
You know, and Mike, I'm sitting there just running for my life with my feet hurting.
You can be honest.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to use kid gloves here.
Okay.
There was a time in your life,
yes,
where if you showed up and you realized that the orange section was just the masses,
yes,
you would have just said, no, find me the appropriate place for a man of my stature.
You can't. In an event of that size, you can't do that. What I did do, and Jimmy talked me down from the ledge on two separate occasions, where I was very serious. I said, Jimmy, you enjoy yourself. Seriously.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. I'm out. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
No, come on. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
You were disappointed, Mike.
I was and done.
He was persuasive, Jimmy.
I was done when we got to the gate. When I saw that, I said, I don't want to be a part of this.
There's people from Tokyo here.
I don't want to do this.
This isn't special.
And what it is, it's just, when I say stupid-thon, it's everybody head on a swivel. This is part of a stupid-thon. You get a great shot of, I got it myself, beautiful shot of the Capitol.
Yes.
Okay?
Was anyone else taking pictures?
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
You get a beautiful shot of the picture. Then Barack Obama begins to speak.
Yes.
And you're not recording it. You're taking still shots, and people are holding up their. There is nothing from our vantage point that you can do with a camera to enhance, right. certainly a cell phone camera, that's going to indicate to your viewer of that picture that you took a picture. Because the president is not, you cannot see anyone.
Not even a dot.
You're not even seeing a speck.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We're far away. We're far enough away where you don't even know who's at the podium. You cannot see. You can see the podium, which I thought was great, better than being back, way there.
Right.
But it was, I know I sound like a cynic.
No, I love
it. But it just didn't do it for
me,
guys.
Because there are millions and millions of Americans who will never get to go through this disaster. And my question for you is.
But we're the rabble. We're the mob. We're the ones
where
you look at the Game of Thrones, where you look at the queen, that she comes out, and we all go, hey, your majesty, hello. And so I said, yes, my people. And then we go back to eat our porridge. That's what we are. We're the rabble.
One thing that troubled me is you said you couldn't even hear. Can you, using your mimicry skill, tell me, you with the orange ticket, how did the president sound when he spoke? So almost nothing.
How you doing?
Could you make it out?
Yes.
You could,
yes.
But barely?
Well, we moved after I talked to you guys.
Oh, good.
We moved over to get in front of the three speakers they had set up. It was silly. It's like you've got this event and you look at it and you go, man, they've done it a million times. Get it right.
Down, yeah.
But it is the District of Columbia.
DC cannot handle the
dumbass land.
Not an actual state.
That's what it is. But and then you've got the security that tells the other people what to do. It was a cluster F. I'm sorry, it was a cluster F. I wish I could be more positive, but as I'm doing the show now, this is the way after 24 hours, the way I really feel.
The coolest moment for me out of the entire inauguration coverage was when they stepped out of the limo during the parade.
I would have loved to be there.
If you were there and you're on that block,
that would have been a different. Cool. Yep. I went to a parade years ago, and that's a hell of a lot more fun than
more satisfying.
Shoulder to shoulder in there.
Yes,
and it really to me was. I felt guilty. I still feel guilty that I shouldn't have been more into it. But I also have an overwhelming sense of, especially with what we've all been through in the last 4 years as a country. Then you see the congressional leaders going by in their buses with their security cord, and you go, what are you people really doing for the country? Right. You really get your act together and fix it. And I don't know. The luster wore off. I've been to my last inauguration. I think that, you know, it would have
been. Until your daughter is elected.
Well, that would be a different story.
And then you'll be treated very well.
But it just, I don't know. It's fun. And then when I got home and I watched the parade and I watched some of the inaugural ball, Alicia Keys with just an amazing, amazing
some
story.
Some beautiful performances.
But when we're going to take a break here in a second because I do want to tell you that we, at 4:50, Jimmy and I, we got down to Alexandria at about 6:30, 6:40, and the only thing we had eaten from 4:50 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon was a banana.
Oh, boy.
And
Mike.
Yes.
You do not put a banana peel in a mailbox.
You don't do that.
And so, you know, you're out in the cold, and you work up a pretty ferocious little appetite, especially when you're a man of larger carriage. And then when you satisfy that appetite and you have to get into a car, I will tell you what happened when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. When you play that music, I go to break.
I was giving you 4 to 5 seconds.
You don't play that music now until you want me to stop.
All right. How much time do you want to get to go into the break?
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Welcome back to this segment of the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. Imagine, if you will, ditching these eyeglasses or contacts. You can find out if you can at TLC. The TLC surgeons have an international reputation performing LASIK on over 2.2 million eyes. That's a claim no other eye center can make. TLC's equipment is state-of-the-art, and their lifetime commitment is huge. TLC's got locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. When are you getting your eyes done again?
I hope soon. I'm ready.
You're ready. Get over there.
And they're beautiful people, Mike.
Go see Dr. Holtzman. See what you've been missing. Call 877-TLC-2020. They are, as Buzz will tell you, the best in the business.
Been there. I loved it.
To schedule a free consultation to visit them, you can go to tlcvision.com and be sure to tell the friendly staff that you heard about TLC from all of us. And really, what an incredible state-of-the-art place. I've had many different, as you see, I've got specs on, and I was somebody who it was determined I couldn't get the thing done.
Totally comfortable, and the results are amazing.
They would have done it. They said, you know, really, in your case, they were honest. And that's another thing. When you go there, they're honest about it, and they say,
sure,
you can do it or you don't have to. But
right.
I'd say, you know, we've got better candidates. And it's like, okay, you were honest, but man, talk about a thorough eye exam. Yeah. Just for the eye exam alone, go over
it. Science doesn't get any better.
Do you think if they had done the procedure, you would have been able to see the president?
This would have been it. Wow, look at him. So getting back, at the end of the day, I told you, yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Just a quick note, and Buzz might have this in his news. I'm going to bring it over to you. Apparently during the luncheon with all these ceremonies
the eye roll.
I saw
the eye roll.
You're good.
And the eye roll is, you know, probably we will never know. It could be as innocent as a bad joke.
Can you explain to people my
A viral video that is out there. There are two of them that came out of this inaugural. The viral video, there's a viral video and a viral photo. The viral video is Michelle Obama at the congressional luncheon held at the Capitol after the inauguration. And John Boehner is between John Boehner and the president is Michelle having her lunch. And she gives John Boehner this amazing, like, you're an ass eye roll after he says something.
Yeah, she's putting away some chow.
She's
and the president is leaning back.
Yes.
And so Boehner is able to say something to the president behind her back.
And she looks at him and kind of goes, yeah, and then rolls the eyes. Yeah. And it really, you know, to me, it kind of looked like, you know, you're an ass.
Yeah, it's great.
I hope it's you're an ass.
I think
that's what I root for.
Play the odds, Mike.
The other viral photo that
awesome.
From the inauguration is Bill Clinton. This is
oh,
as good as it gets.
I've seen this.
And he's leaning out, checking out Kelly Clarkson. Look, he was probably, it could have been as easy as a man who was looking to get a view of the singer.
Sure.
But it does, of course, because it's Bill, look like he's checking out her butt.
And also,
and if he is there anything wrong with
nothing
that?
Wrong at all.
Not at all. Because you know what?
Now unless you're Bill Clinton.
It's new skinny Bill Clinton.
Yes.
And so his face is like a little more angular, and his eyebrows are way up, and he's really getting a good
look. I certainly enjoyed American Idol. Man, I want want to look at your derriere.
She's sort of a bigger girl, Mr. Clinton. Do you mind that?
I kind of like that. Damn. You know, really, if you were going to say who is the celebrity that Kelly Clarkson most resembles, you'd say Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I can see
that. Is that a thong you're wearing?
So
I don't see a panty line.
Before we get to a major announcement about something coming up, and Rob... Think music for that thing we're going to be doing.
Okay, got it.
So, isn't it great that I can communicate with him like
that's
that?
That's nice. Like
isn't that cool?
It's like code.
It's just so much fun to work with somebody you can do that with. So, Jimmy and I, at the end of the day, I start thinking, we park our car in Alexandria near a great restaurant called the Fish Market.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I am thinking about hot soup for about 2 hours.
Oh, sure.
You know, I took Carrie to that restaurant the night I proposed to her.
It's a great restaurant.
It is really good. It is the best.
It really is terrific. And they've got chowder. And I know that. And I'm thinking about this. I mean, you're cold. Not bad. It was not that bad a day. The elements were not that bad. Right. We walked a lot, but that was cool too. As long as we could walk, as long as we weren't in a crowd, I was happy. It was, but it was fun. As much fun for me to extricate myself from that city after the inauguration as it was going to the inauguration. I was so cool. And then in our distance, you know, after 7-8 hours, we're thinking a bowl of hot soup.
Oh yeah,
something. So, and Jimmy sitting and I, down. Yeah,
Jimmy and I. And this says a lot about the body.
Yeah.
The human male body. We have our lunch. We do a power lunch. We eat a sandwich, and we have the bowl of chowder, and then it's back into the car. Uh-huh. And I will
any
tell you.
Any beverages at all?
Jimmy knocked a few Dogfish Ales out of the
way. Nice boy.
I had a giant cauldron of iced tea.
Good boy.
And I will tell you that, you know, when you haven't eaten all day long and you've been you know, the excitement and the thrill of the inauguration.
Kind of like starting a motor with the choke in.
lots of walking.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And Jimmy and I literally assed our way out of Alexandria. And at one point, we go to the parking garage to get my car. Yes. Jimmy goes, oh, I told him to charge my cell phone. I said, all right, let's go back. I'll drop you off, pick it up, and you'll come back out. Jimmy goes back in, and I just destroy the car. And then Jimmy is on the street. I unlock the doors. As he opens the door, and cars are coming by, so there's street noise. And as he opens the door, I hear, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, was that you? Was that real? And Jimmy, he said, yes, it was. He gets into the car and
followed him.
I am almost at the gag reflex as we are going there. And, you know, it was that
windows
was
open.
A fitting end to an otherwise terrific day. And are you ready for this? No sous vides.
No souvenirs.
Wow. That's the most shocking I've ever heard.
Right. The souvenirs, how shall I say this?
They were great.
The souvenirs had a certain quality to them that, you know, were, you know, just a little overdone as far as I was concerned.
I think I know what you're conveying.
The souvenirs were a little bling heavy.
Yes.
Well, nothing screams quality when a guy has about 60 to 70 t-shirts tucked underneath his jacket and he rips one out from his jacket and says
$5. $5 or in the case of the programs, $10.
You see, Oscar, that's their hustle.
I was a bitter guy, but it was but the souvenirs, especially the t-shirts and the hats.
Right.
Very bling heavy.
Gotcha.
You know, because you were looking for a red, white, and blue top hat, right?
The souvenir hats, that like the caps that I saw, are something you might see Nathan Lane wear in Birdcage.
Nothing.
Too many rhinestones?
A lot of gold and rhinestones.
Nothing that would look good on you, is what you're saying.
No, I didn't think it was going to work for me.
Understood.
And at the end of the day, it was just so much fun to get out of there. And then I got home like everybody else, and I enjoyed the parade.
Right.
I love a parade.
Easy getting home.
But I'm so bitter. You see, I'm worn out. And here I'm here to say I'm joining the Republican
Party. Carl's going to deal with this every day.
Right.
Love to have you.
What a pain in the ass.
Did you come home and complain to her?
No, I was really glad to see her. I was really, I was, because we made a,
at any time did you say, did you see me on TV?
No, because that wasn't going to happen. I was so far away that I had trouble like identifying, when I saw the long shot on television, I had a hard time identifying what section I was in.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's how far away I was from that. And you know, but Rob, we knew this. I knew that that was going to be the case.
Right.
And I had a map of it. So I knew that, but then to
you thought there'd be other disc jockeys there,
but to not to be included in the map.
Yeah.
You know, to not be included in that part of
off
it was
off the map, literally.
I mean, really, it's like, I'm sorry, at least the ticket, the worthless ticket, non-exclusive ticket that the senator's office gave us, you know, we were supposed to be at least in that section, and we weren't even in that.
You know, it's a great ticket
bastards.
When a homeless man literally has better tickets than you do.
That's right. Maybe next time, climb a tree.
There were a lot of people down there. There were a lot. And that's it. I think that's all on the only thing I was going to say, with all that security, how a man in a tree is able to disrupt
that's crazy. That.
But the bottom line is, if you're somebody, you know, it's now, if you're a man in a tree and you represented a legitimate threat, I think he's shot 50 times.
Right.
I think he's got, and he probably had like 40 guns trained on him the way it was.
He presented a threat to the tree.
And as much as I want to bitch about my creature comforts, I will say kudos to the overtime workers and all the law enforcement down in D.C. that kept the main man safe. Because the bottom line is, you want to keep our leaders safe. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, really at the end of the day, you know how I get, Rob, when I get really down.
Doom and gloom.
I may have said some things to Jimmy that I wish I could take them back.
Of course.
Just like, you know, okay, you know what's going to happen now. Anyway.
Wow. You shouldn't even be thinking that.
I was in a dark mood.
And then Jimmy replied to you, evil. Mike. Jimmy replied.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Now, are we going to do the Earl thing coming up in the
audio? That's in the vault.
That's in the vault. Yeah. Rob and I have become pretty good text buddies over the weekend. Uh-huh. And we had a very, very good time. Rob is a difficult guy for me to communicate with. Mark communicates with Rob a lot on Facebook.
Right.
But sometimes when I really want to get in touch with Rob, I don't know what his patterns are. I don't know what he's doing.
It's hard to know where he is, what he's doing.
But Rob and I recently have kind of matched up with texting and found that seems to be our primary mode of communication.
And texting while the TV is on is the best. We had a great Liz Crenshaw back and forth a few days ago.
We had a great Liz Crenshaw. And then what was it over the weekend?
It's Academic with Hillary Howard. I think it was Hillary Howard. It might have been Ralph Macchio. I couldn't tell. I was looking at a distance.
Rob texts me. I texted him something show related, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Initially. Maybe it was about Earl.
Yeah.
It was about Earl Weaver,
of course. You called me on his death. I tried to beat you to it.
Rob tried to beat me. We still have the death pool. Who's going to notify first? Right. I said, go take a look at my Facebook page. I beat you to it. Then he goes back and he said, watching It's Academic, he said, I think the kid from such and such high school with the certain tie is gay.
I was hoping he was. The thing is It's Academic has been on the air, I think, over 50 years.
Uh-huh. Right.
And for 51 of those years, Mac McGarry was the host. And there was a certain charm to this really, really old, great broadcaster doing it.
Can somebody look up Hillary Howard, get an image of Hillary Howard? I'd like to have a discussion. She's doesn't she work on the news radio
afternoon
station?
Anchor, one of the afternoon anchors. At
And I do believe she used to date my cousin Les.
And she is is hosting the It's Academic television
she
program.
She stepped in after 51 years when Mac took his health took a turn for the worse, Mike.
Right.
And the problem is when you take one of the great...
Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the great broadcasting statesmen of Washington, D.C., and take him out and put this young lady in there, you realize all the threadbare elements of the game show start to show.
Because
she really doesn't have the moxie to carry it.
But my memory of her is, and it's been confirmed there, think she is. I wouldn't.
That's a very cute picture of
her. I think she is not an unattractive woman.
I think she'd be a beautiful man.
So you don't think she's attractive
at all? She's got a strong, nice, classic features.
Yeah,
how about that?
I think she's doable.
My cousin Les thought so.
If she had long hair, she'd be much prettier.
Yeah, that's it. I think that would help.
Do you have a picture of her?
Yes.
All right. And Mark, are there any other images of her?
Yeah.
I like the one you showed.
Yes.
I think she looks like she's very
That's when she was auditioning for Rhoda.
She has
a babushka on.
It's like the Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
If she had long hair. Beth Ann McBride has long hair now.
Yes, she does. Gorgeous.
And she looks very
long
pretty.
Hair.
Right.
But short hair on women is very I never liked it.
Beth Ann McBride, if she had longer hair and went to a spa for like 3 years.
That's like Jamie Lee Curtis's little
sister. Beth Ann, I love you.
Have you seen a picture of her lately?
Yeah. Of who?
Beth Ann McBride.
Beth Ann, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she looks phenomenal.
I worked with her.
Oh.
Anyway, Beth Ann and I have a very like sibling rivalry relationship.
Oh, Beth Ann has
You will never turn Beth Ann McBride into a sexual object for me.
Beth Ann has a relationship that butts heads with everybody she meets. It's always a complicated relationship. Well,
Mark's doing a great job with the image.
Hillary Howard at her best.
And I should say, I find her, I don't want to be Brent Musburger here.
Right.
But I think perhaps if I had been on that telecast, doable, they might have fired me from the, from that
particular
broadcast.
I think it's a well-chosen word. I think on her best day, Hillary Howard approaches Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Which is a good thing for
it
me.
It is.
Yeah, it's not a
so
bad
you,
thing.
So you might be in my camp on that.
I just...
Even though
I
you
liked
her. And I liked her when she reads something and she puts the glasses
too
down
too much
on
with
her.
The glasses. I don't like that.
I may actually be watching It's Academic just to see what Hillary's up to.
That's right. Good. With your pants off?
But I want to get a few more confirmation pictures because I've only seen what Mark has shown me now. And briefly, I've seen her on the, on the television.
Where the problem is for me, Mike, a woman should not be hosting a game show.
Right.
That's where it starts with
that's
her.
That's where
you
it
notice
begins.
How I gave Buzz a computer and he's used it up until now as a coat rack?
Well,
okay.
he doesn't like the trackpad.
You ask someone else, so I let them do it.
You know what? That I don't know.
Let's There's, see.
She seems bubbly.
No.
That's not her best picture.
That's not.
It's the man cut.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't women just grow their hair
she
out?
She looks very fit.
Yeah, she does. Very I wouldn't fit. Pick a. Mike, I wouldn't pick a
Mark,
fight
Mark, what do
her.
You think?
I like some short hair.
Not really my style.
Okay. Maybe I'm overshooting the runway.
Is that show national?
I'm with
no,
you.
No, it's there. There are a lot of many versions.
Buzz,
of
you
it
agree?
City,
I do. I think maybe if she was a little younger, it would be nice if her hair shorter. Although I longer, but I do like short hair.
Would
on
the
some
word
women.
Willoughby, willowy, willowy?
Oh yeah,
that's how you.
Let me see it
right
again. Way. I think she might be too strong to be willowy.
That's not her remark.
Let me see.
What? That is not.
Yeah,
that is not
yeah that's her.
Her.
That's her. That's a good picture of her.
That's anyway.
Did you see her at the inauguration?
Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to make a major announcement.
Oh, is it time?
Yes, it's a road trip 2013.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entire cast and crew of the Mike O'Mara Show is heading to Spring Break, Florida.
Yeah.
Woo! That's right. That's right, folks. We'll be broadcasting live from Fort Myers, Florida in the beginning of March. March 2nd to the 9th.
Mike on his never-ending search for willowy women with short hair.
That's right. We will be broadcasting live from the Spring Break Beach House in sunny Southwest Florida.
Yay.
The entire crew. We are driving down to Fort Myers, and we could not be more excited
Very
about
excited.
It. We are super jacked about doing it. We have rented a beach house that is close to the action down there.
And you know what, Mike? You always crave the action.
We will be broadcasting live from the beach house, and who knows where else. We will be doing some meet and greets on the way, and when we're down there in South Florida, March 2nd through the, right about the 8th, we're going to be down there, and we're going to be going to kind of a Friday to Friday deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are very, very
Good
excited.
Friday, Mike.
And, we're not flying.
No.
We're driving.
Yes.
That's right.
And we're driving.
I think that'll be better for generating show content.
Yeah, we're driving down to Florida. If we can get a deal on rental cars.
That's very key.
I mean, we need to get big SUVs to take the crew down.
We tried very hard yesterday, and we could not get more than four of us in Mark's Prius at once. We tried every configuration, and it didn't work.
Let me handle this.
Okay.
You're going to handle this?
There's got to be somebody. Well, I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to walk away.
All right, go ahead.
What I would say is that there's got to be somebody that knows a guy or is the guy that knows how we can get a good deal on a rent-a-car.
Yeah,
and we're talking about a week rental.
Yeah, yes. And incidentally,
actually, it's 8 days.
When we talk about it's probably more than that because we have to drop off at some place.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, we're coming back. We'll work out the details.
Why wouldn't you like Celebrity Business?
The first week in March is when we're going to be doing the show live from Southwest Florida down at Fort Myers Beach. We're very excited. Hope to get a chance to meet a lot of you. If you're making your spring break plans, plan on going down there to meet us, but we need rental cars.
We'll pay, just not full price.
We're going to pay, but we're not taking our cars.
We need a break.
We have too much stuff.
Yeah, Facebook, so, Mike.
Now it's going to be very exciting. It's
Private
gonna be
message.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I couldn't be more thrilled about the opportunity. We have an entertainment director who will be joining us.
Our cruise director,
Do we have an actual...
I actually have a tape of our advance man,
from the advance man?
I do. I didn't know that you were going to want this, so I taped it. Right, here is our advance man.
Today's lecture is entitled, Falling Asleep on the Job Can Lead to a Rude Awakening, or Don't Be a Somnambulist Chaser.
Yeah, Jimmy's coming to the beach.
Yay, yes, Jimmy!
Yay! Jimmy's going to be down there. And Jimmy is going to be doing what he does best. He knows saloons.
Yes, he does.
And
he knows
places where we can go on adventures. And we're going to be going on adventures.
Another Cerrito adventure.
It's going to be another Cerrito. We were talking about it yesterday. I said, Jimmy, he said, man, would I like to be doing that? And I said, Jimmy, you're part of the family.
That's
come
right.
on
yeah,
down.
Come on.
Let's do it. And, so Jimmy's going to be down there. And hopefully we'll get the last piece of this puzzle. We have booked the house. We've made the arrangements. Everybody's cleared their schedules. Our incredibly busy schedules.
Yeah, we're able to make it work.
And the rental car is causing a little consternation.
Yes.
Because we need two of them, and we need big ones.
Get at us.
We really could use three of them, to be honest.
Yeah, come on and get at us.
We're really going to be comfortable. Like everybody's stuff in one.
Just like the president.
It'd be like a cordon.
Yes.
Like three expeditions.
That's right. Black ones.
That's cool. But
any color doesn't matter.
Yeah. But it's spring break Florida in 2013. Wow. We're coming to Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic. Look forward to seeing all of you as we frolic on the beach. Fat guys and old guys.
I don't know what's going on.
Take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to Mike O'Mara's show, everybody. And you didn't get to any of the stuff I wanted to talk about. I have a winter prediction for everybody. I wanted to ask one quick question before we get to Rob's Magic Audio Vault, but let me tell us about our sponsor first.
Yes.
This segment of our program is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, the people who bring you the show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore can help you, and they helped Oscar. Please get involved with Encore. Do me a favor. They help the show. It doesn't cost you anything to get a free quote. So visit smartterm.com. That's smartterm.com. Or you can call them at 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Let them know you appreciate them as much as we do. Encore Insurance Services. This is for Mr. Santana, Mr. Ronick, our two resident techies.
Yeah.
And we've got Pony Boy, who's in here helping us with our computers, mm-hmm. and he can take this question, too. Okay, this little device that I have.
Yes.
For my iPhone 5, my little charging unit.
Yes.
Charging not supported by this device. Anything I can do to my little phone so I don't have to see this because I see it constantly, and therefore I'm not able to charge up my phone with this device quickly and efficiently.
So it doesn't charge or does charge?
Oftentimes it
will. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Oftentimes it will charge even if Apple doesn't recognize it. Yeah. That's right. Apple giving you a little poke for not buying an Apple product.
The other thing it could be is that it's not connecting securely when you're popping that into the case.
Right.
I've seen that happen before on other devices and other little gadgets you can plug in.
Do you have the same problem?
I have not had that problem with this case.
So are you able to plug this thing in its case and charge your phone at the same time?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No. You won't charge both.
Oh, so you have to charge the case first.
Separately.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well,
so it's not like the previous device that we used.
That's right.
Which you could do both. I see.
Well, that's probably what I'll do then.
Mm-hmm. That might work for you.
There you go.
Done and done.
Pony Boy, you okay with that? I got to give you a different
name. He just nodded.
I have to give him a different. That's his Owen Dukes.
Well, I have one. I have a name for it. How about Chubby?
Maya thought Zoolander walked in today.
His Christian name is Matt.
Yeah, for some reason, the only thing I ever want to hear Pony Boy say is like when he's working on computers here is, my lips hurt real bad. Let's open up the audio.
Yeah. Mike, do you know what I miss?
What's that, Napoleon?
I miss the days of Orioles magic. Don't you?
Yes. We lost a great one over the weekend, folks.
Yeah.
Earl Weaver, the Earl of Baltimore. As a Red Sox fan, I will tell you, this is, you would think, Mike O'Mara would have a favorite manager be a Red Sox.
Right.
But Earl Weaver has, always will be, forever my favorite manager, and we lost him over the weekend, the Earl of Baltimore. As someone who loved to go to baseball games, there was nothing greater than seeing a guy that's like 5 feet tall come running out of a dugout and yell at like a 300-pound umpire and scream at him. Nobody argued better than Earl Weaver.
The best.
Just so much fun. Fiery. Really what it's all about in baseball. Yes, sirree. We lost a great one.
And I brought to you today Mike's favorite Earl Weaver tape. There's not a lot of them, and there's another one that I will play later this week. But the amazing thing I found out about this tape, Mike, when Earl Weaver is yelling at this ref, this is
umpire.
I'm sorry, umpire. God.
Go ahead, Alice. No,
just
right.
Doing the best I can.
I know you are. I know.
Try harder.
Yes. How many points did they score? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me today.
No, I'm
don't
not.
Get mad at you.
Not
you,
at all.
You've been
here's a fascinating fact is that this is actually in the first inning.
Yes.
So the game is like not even underway, and he's this mad.
And he's mic'd. Is this because it's a playoff or a World Series game?
I don't think he's mic'd. I think there was a roving camera with a built-in mic near him. I don't think they mic'd the coaches.
It's weird video.
Right.
It's weird video, but it's old school.
It is very
old
school.
The umpire is very old school.
Are you sure they're not called referees?
When the umpire says you run yourself, just for people that don't know baseball terminology, when you get run, you're getting thrown out of the game.
Right.
Okay. So when the umpire says to him, when you hear this, you run yourself, Earl, that's him saying that you did it to yourself.
Oh, okay. That's right.
I didn't throw you out. You did it to yourself.
I see.
But Earl Weaver, you won't be able to hear the wonderful profanity because it'll be beeped out on
this.
It
will.
But Earl says that that the umpires are at this game to do one thing and one thing only. And it's normally that something that married couples do.
That's right. When they're very much in love.
And they're trying to have children.
All right. Here's Earl Weaver versus the line judge, Mike.
Here he comes. Throws him out.
I also love the spirit of the crowd. Yeah. Listen, the crowd sounds like they just won the game.
Right. When Earl Weaver would come out and you were watching it, and I watched many Orioles Red Sox games where he was the manager, and they used to kick our ass pretty good. And Earl would come out, and suddenly you forget that you're rooting for any particular team because it is a joy fest.
Yeah, you're rooting for Earl. You're rooting for the show.
And he put on a show. And you know what? It's a lost art.
It is.
And I wish that more managers would do it. Lou Piniella was one of the last ones to do a lot of it. I'd like to see more of these guys do it. Now, you know, they're hiring these managers that are 35 years old and they never argue.
They're calm. Right.
Very calm. They chew gum.
I want the old guys that smoke cigarettes in the tunnel
and
run out
fire?
Anymore.
Let's go back to Earl Weaver, Mike.
Hit me, Earl. You put your finger on it.
That's okay. I didn't. You ain't going to knock nobody on their ass.
Just do it again and I'll knock you right in your nose.
I didn't touch you.
You pushed your finger.
I did not. No, you're lying.
God damn it.
You're lying.
No, you are.
You are lying.
You're a big liar.
You are a liar, Earl.
You are
a liar.
You are.
The crowd. He keeps walking away and walking
coming
back.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be better,
too. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
You ain't going nowhere.
You aren't either.
Walks away, comes back again.
Years from now, who's in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know it.
Why?
You
We're
know it.
Up World Series?
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know it. I've won more than I've lost, kid.
I know you haven't.
James, James.
Like little kids.
You better get going. No, that's wrong, Earl.
Magnificent.
Wrong.
That's so great.
You Anytime know, grown men are saying to each other, I'm not one, you're one. Yeah, that's just the best.
But the thing is, you know, we have our little brouhahas on this, and it brings people joy.
It really does.
And I think that's fun, and that's why people like that.
It is the most wondrous capture. And boy, did he look old when he passed. Did you see a recent picture? He almost didn't even look like himself.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think he lived a kind of hard living. Yeah. You know, a lot of smokes in the dugout, unfortunately.
Now, we talked about the inauguration. Were you excited about the balls?
I would tell you, I saw one thing and I posted on it. And Alicia Keys, who I've never thought one way or the other about, did a one of her hits on the piano, just a piano and her. And I said, you know, we dream about talent like that. She was absolutely incredible.
He's on fire. Obama's on fire.
Yeah. But I mean, just one, you know, just a piano and a microphone. And you realize somebody who's really got talent to burn.
He's
living in a world and it's on
fire. This is live. Amazing. Filled with catastrophe.
course he can fly away.
Really the measure of talent, I think, if she, you can just sit down and sing like when, that, you know, she did great.
I think it was Whitney Houston who started me thinking about these artists who have an incredible gift and then squander it, and you realize what it is to have that kind of a voice and to take care of it, because you're performing live all the time, and you see somebody like Alicia Keys do that kind of a performance, look phenomenal,
yes,
and sound that good after mm-hmm. all these years, and she's been at it a while. Mm-hmm. It just was amazingly impressive.
And,
to me.
You know, I loved that too, but I still couldn't get past the fact that all my favorite people on TV just kept saying the word balls.
But the fun will really get going tonight at the balls.
To the balls.
To balls.
The balls that they'll be stopping at, the balls that we've been witnessing earlier.
It's very impressive.
VIP ball ticket.
The American Legion ball, Commander's ball.
Two inaugural balls.
Big and small, but these are the biggest.
That, Mike, is your magic audio ball.
Sure. Thank you very much, Rob. We will take a break and come back with Buzz and News right after this. Hit the wrong sound because I didn't want to reach too far.
It's fine. You did great.
Yeah, that inauguration took it out of me. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News on the Mike O'Bara Show.
Balls.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com, otherwise known as The Mike O'Mara Show, heard on great radio stations like WTNT and KCJJ, AM 1630. We are delighted to have Mr. Burbank here, who was all a-quiver, ladies and gentlemen, about the inauguration yesterday.
Well, sure.
I might have bitched about it, but a lot of people were into it, and it was a big news day, and everything was fine, and la la la.
And now with more, here's Buzz.
And you got chowder.
Oh, God.
It was a good chowder?
Well, that's why we had the gas, but it was great.
That's how you know.
It was fantastic.
A rich sauce. We're brought to you today by the Amazon page at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll find everything you need there to get ready for the big game. And with tax time coming, Amazon has prep and file software to get you the best refund quickly and easily.
That was Rob and I actually had an ill-fated show in between one of the incarnations. We were down in Annapolis trying, I believe, WNAV. Rob and I did a morning show called Prep and
Prep
File.
Prep and File.
Hi,
yeah.
I'm Prep.
I'm File.
Hey, how you doing?
Or you can kick back with Amazon's TV catch-up. Right now, save up to 56% on popular shows. You always save money and support this show by clicking the Amazon button at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
How are we doing with Amazon,
Please
Mark?
Bookmark it.
You know, after a great December, it's a little disappointing to look at January right now.
Come on, people.
Yeah, come on. It's inauguration.
This is when, like, your office supplies and stuff.
Right.
Right.
Hey,
and
second semester textbooks.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go through our page.
Get
to
your head out of your ass.
You don't want us to be disappointed, dude.
God, you dicks.
Mike, I think maybe
too
far.
A bit too much. How dare you?
I had a rough day at the inauguration.
Wrong, Earl, wrong.
Taking it out on everybody.
I run myself.
Hey, I won more than I lost.
Yeah,
Games!
Well, I'm sure you heard about this. A lot of people talking about it. It wasn't a lot of snow, but it caused a lot of chaos in Ohio yesterday. Over 130 vehicles were involved in two separate pileups on interstates near Cincinnati. Less than an inch of snow had fallen when an 87-car pileup occurred simultaneously with a 50-car pileup, closing the roads for hours, leaving 20 people hurt and one dead. You know how Inauguration Day works. The president sees his
How's
shadow.
How's it work, Mike?
It sucks.
President sees his shadow. Is 6 more weeks of gridlock. Mm-hmm. The crowd for yesterday's public swearing-in ceremonies was not as big as it was 4 years ago, but then again, it never is
that
for
also,
a president's second term.
That little factoid, it pissed me off, too, when I saw
Why?
That. Yeah, smaller crowd. Not that I can see when I was being swept into like a septic tank.
Yeah, and it's never as big for a second term swearing-in anyway. It was bigger than they expected, about 1 million people instead of a third of the previous crowd, as they'd been expecting. More people than expected turned out for what was fortuitously a nice day compared to the single-digit wind chills in Washington today.
Incidentally, and here's just a little message. I'm predicting, no big deal, I'm predicting a snowstorm before the end of January. I got about 2 weeks, so we'll see
like
if
a
I'm
big
right.
One?
A big one.
Six plus?
I think six plus, yes.
Wow.
I really think we're going to get one. And incidentally, has anyone noticed that the weather forecasters, while occasionally wrong, have been wrong on every forecast.
Consistently,
for
yeah.
10 days now.
They for 10 days.
Haven't gotten one right for 10 days.
They haven't gotten a correct forecast. They
no
suck.
Idea.
Right. Jimmy Cerrito has a message to the meteorologist.
Really?
Mike.
What yeah, would he say to them?
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
There was also... There was also more substance yesterday than usual for a second-term inaugural address. The president pledged to defend Social Security and its cousins, Medicare and Medicaid.
Cousins!
He talked about... coping with climate change and gay rights. And the White House says he'll add more things and more specifics to these things when he speaks to Congress in 3 weeks for his State of the Union address.
Or we're calling it, Mike, the sequel.
Even, should be great.
Even without some of those issues, the president still has his work cut out for him. None of the president's pet projects will get any attention until the bigger issues are handled. There's still a fiscal cliff looming and the debt ceiling, and an issue he didn't see coming, the debate over guns in the aftermath of the massacre at an elementary school.
I have a prediction. I don't know whether this, I didn't watch a lot of the coverage because I was down there, so I don't know whether anybody said this, but this is a theory of mine. I know if you've heard it before, right. I'm sorry because I didn't hear it, but my theory is, old Joe Biden,
yes.
He's setting himself up for the big run. Did you see the way he was jogging down Pennsylvania
Avenue? Yeah.
That is a man who, that is by design, mm-hmm. that is a man who wanted to convey the image of vitality,
yes.
that he was running around, shaking right. hands, and that's why he ran around like a child
yeah.
when he was down there at the inaugural parade.
Who's going to break the news to him?
What, that he's not going to be able to run?
He's not going to win or get the nomination.
Well, who knows? Hillary's old, too. You know, they're both going to be
that's
old.
True.
It'll be interesting.
I think he
like
got,
Joe.
He got Al Roker's vote yesterday.
I know he did because he shook hands with him.
Al was so excited. We learned more.
Blank.
We know more. Yeah, fill in your own card at home. We learned more about the 15-year-old boy who shot the other five members of his family to death in Albuquerque this week using a cache of weapons and a semi-automatic rifle. We now know he was the son of a preacher who had a criminal record of his own. The preacher father did. Authorities are now checking to see if that father should have even had guns, and checking just in time. We've also learned that the boy planned to take that AR-15 to a nearby Walmart afterward to kill more people, and that he planned to take his own life in a shootout with police. A friend convinced him to instead meet at a chapel where he ultimately surrendered to police. Yesterday in Grapevine, Texas, a man shot and killed his estranged wife and then himself at their daughter's 16th birthday party. Five people were wounded in a drive-by shooting in New Orleans during a Martin Luther King Day parade. In Boulder City, Nevada, a police lieutenant shot and killed his wife and child before shooting himself.
Guns across America, Langer!
He called 911.
Come on, Langer! Guns across America!
He called
911. Langer, you hump! There, I just want to throw that. My friend Andrew Langer.
He's
I just
so confused right now because he loves hearing his name on the radio, but you said it in a bad way.
That was a throwdown, I
thought. Guns across America, Langer!
This man in Nevada did call 911 first, promising to shoot anybody who tried to stop him from all this.
Yeah, Langer.
And in Hillsboro, Oregon, a sheriff's deputy responded to a domestic disturbance call and on arrival was shot by an off-duty officer who was part of that dispute. No one died in that incident.
I hope that, I wish for a world, Buzz, where the only time we hear the word discharge is when we're talking about a social disease.
That's right, Mike.
Absolutely.
Painful discharge?
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department had a gun buyback program over the weekend, netted nearly 400 weapons, including 22 assault rifles. They say they'll melt them down and sell them as scrap. In Newark, New Jersey, Mayor Cory Booker is promoting jewelry made from melted down guns and bullets from that city's buyback program.
Oh, man, I am all over that. I will look like Ethel Merman if they start selling
that. Let's buy you a
stuff.
Crown.
Here comes the phrase to Google, the Caliber Collection. It's being called the Caliber Collection, and it will feed the coffers so that they can have more gun buybacks.
Oh, I'm done. I'm bracelet. Necklace, everything. I'm buying that. I'm doing
fabulous
that
brooch.
Stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna start getting piercings.
That'd be great. And you know, it's about time you got a monocle too. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Langer?
Yeah,
wanna
Langer.
Want to buy some of the Meltdown collection? You hump.
Yeah.
And
hello, you big thinkers, you.
And finally, unprotected sex can have consequences even when your partner is a snowman. In Lancashire, England, 64-year-old Kenneth Gillespie, who had been drinking, carved a little hole in a snowman and went to town. There's a reason they call the snowman Frosty. The man had to be treated for frostbite on his junk and amputation.
Oh.
You think that's bad? According to police, the snowman was practically destroyed. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So nasty.
That is really horrible.
Nasty the way you read that, too. That was evil. Our show today was brought to you by VistaPrint.
Jack Cassidy.
A snowman. Practically. Buzz is going to do Dateline next week. VistaPrint.com.
Oh, like Keith Morrison?
Have a seat over there.
If you start a new business, take it from us. You need to get professional-looking cards. You can get 250 of them with VistaPrint. And they have the heavy stock that you like so bad. And millions of business owners Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and it's so easy to create a quality custom business card online. Choose from thousands of designs or upload your own. And we're talking about heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this offer plus free shipping, go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Again, 250 cards for just
cards
$10, but only if you go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. I just want to say this before I get out of
yes?
here.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that we have had another peaceful transition of power in the United States. Please, yeah. please understand that when I am making the comments about our inauguration
yes.
that I make, it's only because I am a whiny, narcissistic dick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm all for it. I just wish that I had been watching it with a bowl of fish market clam chowder on my own couch.
Will you entertain a question yes. on the heels of that statement?
Yes, since we have 6 minutes to pad at the end of the show, I will.
Why?
Well done. Incidentally, that clock will be in front of me tomorrow. Yes.
Why do you hate America?
Oh, you bastard. You bastard. And we leave you with a wonderful thought
yes.
At the end of the day from the official entertainment director of Spring Break 2013.
Oh, yes.
This is him commenting on what we can look forward to when we get down to Fort Myers, Florida.
My brains keep overheating.
Jimmy Cerito, you are one of the best, and we look forward on tomorrow's show, ladies and gentlemen. More fun and more thrills, including a lot of movie reviews. We've seen a lot of movie reviews, and we will be getting to some of those, including Les Misérables.
Ah.
Yes, I'm an Old Queen.
Yes.
And so's Buzz.
Well, we'll see.
And Silver Linings Playbook, and we'll give you our thoughts on that. And lots more fun and more thrills, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, Caps, even though I won't be at the game.
Thank you.